This is Art Beat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Paula Yu is an award-winning author, television writer-producer, a feature screenwriter, a former journalist, and a violinist. One of her greatest passions is raising awareness of the rise in racism against Asian Americans. Part of that effort comes through powerfully in her new nonfiction book for young adults, From a Whisper to a Rallying Cry, The Killing of Vincent Chin and the Trial That Galvanized the Asian American Movement.
My children's book career started in 2003 when I wrote a book about Sammy Lee, the first one of the first Asian Americans to win a gold medal at the Olympics in 1948. Yes, 1948. He won a gold medal for diving, and then he won another gold medal in 1952. And that book was a picture book that I wrote for Lee and Lowe Books, and that's kind of what started off my children's book career. I wrote a nonfiction children's book biographies for elementary age students. And then I ended up writing my first young adult novel, which came out in 2008 from HarperCollins, and it was called Good Enough. And even though it was fiction, it was very much based on my own life as a teen violinist, based a lot of youth orchestra adventures and basically about my life as a violin geek. So those were the books that I was known for. And my new book kind of, I think, combines the novel-length book that I wrote with my nonfiction biographies, and that's the book coming out in April of 2021, From a Whisper to a Rallying Cry, The Killing of Vincent Chin and the Trial That Galvanized the Asian American Community, and it's being published by Norton Young Readers, which is the children's book imprint of W.W. Norton & Company. So that's a summary of how I got started in this business.
Can you tell us in a nutshell about Vincent Chin?
Yes. On the night of his bachelor party, Vincent Chin was beaten to death with a baseball bat by two white auto workers in Detroit in 1982. This happened during the height of anti-Japanese sentiment in the American auto industry due to increased competition from Japanese import cars and mass layoffs across the country, especially in Michigan, which was home to the big three, Ford, Chrysler, and GM. Witnesses claimed overhearing one man allegedly shout, "It's because of you little expletive, I can't say that on the air, that we're out of work." Although the two men pled guilty to manslaughter, the judge gave them a fine of about $3,000 each and a sentence each of 3 years of probation. So this obviously very shocking, lenient sentence angered the Asian American community in Detroit, and their anger led to activism as they joined multicultural forces to fight for Vincent's justice. All of this led to the first federal civil rights trial for an Asian American. The first trial resulted in a guilty conviction for the killer, the man who held the bat in 1984. But the killer never spent a day in jail because the conviction was appealed and overturned in 1986 due to a legal technicality. Despite all of this, Vincent Chin's death was not in vain. He still became a symbol over the years of justice for the Asian American community. There have been two documentaries about this case, one of which was nominated for an Academy Award. And in about the almost 40 years since his death, Vincent Chin's name is always mentioned whenever anti-Asian racism happens. So you can imagine Vincent Chin has been mentioned in the news and on social media quite recently, ever since the president used racist rhetoric to describe COVID-19 as the, quote, China virus and the China plague. And that has led to a rise in more than 2,500 anti-Asian hate crimes being reported this year, according to statistics from the FBI and a crime tracker known as Stop AAPI Hate, provided by the Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council. So basically, although in the end, the man who beat him to death was found guilty of manslaughter, but not of violating his civil rights, Vincent Chin still remains a symbol for the Asian American community to not be complacent whenever we witness racism or acts of hate against either our own community or against other people.
This is Art Beat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. You're doing the midday keynote talk at the seminar, and it's going to be done virtually because of what we're going through right now with the pandemic. Can you give us a hint what that midday talk will be about?
Oh, well, first, I'm going to try to avoid showing my cats in front of the camera.
Oh, dear.
I'm proud of I always hear about the cats bombing the Zoom presentations. But on a more serious note, I think what I plan to do is talk in detail about this case, because it's actually a lot more complicated than people realize. A lot of times people misrepresent the case by saying, oh, it was two racist guys and they both killed him and they were both unemployed. And there were little details like, no, actually one of them was not unemployed. He was a foreman, Chrysler. He was in management. The other thing is that because they were found not guilty of violating his civil rights, technically, you know, the man who held the bat has claimed to this day that he's not racist, and he denies ever saying certain things that were testified in court. So, I mean, it's a very complicated case. There are a lot of gray areas. So my book really explores everything. I think this is probably one of the more comprehensive looks at the case where I really go into depth about what happened. So that's part of my talk. I'll also talk a little bit about my writing journey and how I became a writer, and also I think a big part of this story is how I discovered the story, because as a Gen Xer from the Generation X community, growing up, I was never taught about Asian American history. We didn't even cover the illegal imprisonment of the Japanese American community during World War II in our own country. That I didn't even learn about that in my history classes.
You know, I didn't either, Paula. And by the time I did, I was an adult and I was stunned and upset. Why don't we learn about this when we're young?
Exactly. In fact, there have been statistics I found from 2011 and as recently as 2016, where there have been surveys and research done about what's taught in school systems. And I'll give you an example. About 5 or 6 years ago, they found out that in California alone, when they looked at all the historical Americans, American people who were studied in social studies classes from kindergarten to 12th grade, more than 77% were of white American historical figures. And I think maybe about 13 to 15% were African-American, and then maybe 3 or 4% were Latino, and 1% was Native American and Indian. And then I think there were zero Asian-Americans that were, and this is California, which has one of the largest Asian populations. So it just goes to show you none of this stuff is taught. And so that's something I'm going to be talking about, how I stumbled upon this story. And I shouldn't be stumbling upon this kind of history. No one should. It doesn't matter if you're of Asian descent or not. We need to know about all this history because it's affecting our present right now. That's why there's so much anti-Asian racism right now, because people don't know about this history. We're still viewed as the perpetual foreigner. We're still viewed as not truly American when we have contributed so much to this country over centuries, and people don't know about that. So I'm going to be talking about that, about the erasure of Asian Americans, and that's why I think this book and even my picture books, I think they're important, because they're bringing up people that kids and high school students should know about.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Paula Yu, the author of From a Whisper to a Rallying Cry. You will be a keynote speaker at the 2020 Kalamazoo Public Library Youth Literature Seminar on November 13th, a free online event. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation, and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.